WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ever since the 1978 publication of The World According to Garp, the balancing of the catastrophic and the comic has become novelist John Irving's narrative trademark. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that in his latest novel, called A Widow for 1 Year, Irving's long-running balancing act is as audacious and breathtaking as ever.
It's hard to imagine how a novel that includes the accidental deaths of two teenage boys, the abandonment of a child, a divorce, a rape, a suicide, and a murder could, at its conclusion, cause a reader to recall Robert Browning's famously reassuring lines, "God's in his heaven, all's right with the world." But John Irving's latest wayward wonder of a book does just that. Although bad things happen to good people in A Widow for 1 Year, the novel ultimately affirms a cosmic symmetry in which good and evil eternally seesaw back and forth. Like the great Victorians whose works his own sprawling books consciously resemble, Dickens, Eliot, Thackeray, Irving is an author god whose grand fictional designs encompass the whole of life. A Widow for 1 Year opens in a death-haunted house and ends 4 decades later with a wedding in that very same house. In between, characters and storylines intersect, collide, and split apart with the kind of antic grace that makes an awestruck reader fall down and worship. Irving has divided A Widow for 1 Year into 3 parts. Part 1 takes place in the summer of 1958, in a house in the Hamptons inhabited by Ted Cole, a writer of scary books for children, and his beautiful wife Marion. Since the death of their teenage son several years before, the couple has drifted apart. Marion has become obsessed with the hundreds of photographs of her sons that she's hung around the house. Ted has applied himself to the serial seduction of young mothers whose children adore his books. Lost in the emotional gulf between the Coles is their 4-year-old daughter, Ruth, who will grow up to become the novel's compelling main character and a renowned Irving-like novelist in her own right. Our ruefully omniscient narrator tells us that a likely source of Ruth's imagination was that she grew up in a house where the photographs of her dead brothers were a stronger presence than any presence she detected in either her mother or her father. Rounding out this uneasy company is a 16-year-old Exeter student named Eddie O'Hare. Crafty Ted has hired Eddie, ostensibly to be his assistant, but really to become Marion's lover and thus ease the way for a divorce. The fact that Eddie looks like one of the Coles' dead sons does indeed make him irresistible to Marion, and the couple enjoys weeks of record-breaking sex until Marion, with good cause, vanishes. For almost 40 years, Eddie will carry a torch for her. Part 1 of A Widow for 1 Year is so marvelous, moving on requires an act of readerly fortitude. After all, what can possibly top the bittersweet silliness of the scene where Marion first seduces Eddie under the Exeter motto, "Come hither, boys, and become men"? And the insertion of the full texts of Ted's creepy children's books are as transfixing as any Edward Gorey tale. But as Eddie will learn, one can dwell in the past for only so long, and forging ahead into Part 2, which takes place in the fall of 1990, and Part 3, the fall of 1995, offers tremendous rewards. We come to know the adult Ruth and tag along with her as she conducts firsthand research for her next novel in Amsterdam's red light district. Best of all, we get to watch as Irving wraps up about a zillion loose plot ends in a conclusion that affords all of the characters we care about some of their just desserts. If only real life would resolve itself into such satisfying order. That's the other similarity between Irving and his Victorian mentors. Like Dickens and company, Irving upholds a sturdy utopianism in his novels. Life, as his characters experience it, may not always be fair or kind, but it's full of variety and surprise, as well as a divine assurance that what goes around eventually comes around.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed John Irving's new novel, A Widow for 1 Year.